In a span of less than a year, a third person will be representing residents in Syracuse's 3rd Common Council District. Democratic incumbent Bryn Lovejoy Grinnell was narrowly defeated in a three-way primary by Tolma Joke. She was running to keep her seat after being appointed when Susan Boyle left earlier this year for a county job. Emad Rahim decided to run on the Working Families and Independent Party lines. WAER political reporter Scott Willis takes a look at who might represent the district covering the city's far south and west sides starting next year.
Tolma Joke says there's one obstacle on the campaign trail that has to be tackled even before he talks with potential voters about the issues.
People feel as if they have been forgotten. Many people knew that I went to almost every door, and I went to areas that people have told me no one for years have ever come to my door.
He says civic engagement is critical to addressing a community's needs and building up neighborhoods. Majoke says he's very concerned about housing. He feels it's gotten worse on the south side.
It's time to really start advocating for meaningful solutions like subsidies that will help people get out of that, you know, disparities. And, you know, when I was campaigning, you know, it's very hard to hold back tears when you are personally there looking at people, talking to people at their doors.
Majoke says he's also looking into how to improve police-community relations.
I'm looking at the issue of us versus them. I always said that the law enforcement should look like the people they serve. And if we can't find people who look like the people they should be serving, let's find ways to create and develop and reinforce cultural competency.
If elected, Majoke could be the first former refugee to sit on the council, a goal he's had since high school. He's one of the South Sudanese lost boys who came to Syracuse in 2001 when he was about 16.
This city and this community has done its best to show that Neo Americans are welcome here. At the same time as Neo American people like myself who are fortunate to be in certain positions, that we lead the way. That for us to be completely integrated into this community, there's some things that we have to do on our own.
Majoke previously served as an assistant to Mayor Stephanie Miner. He says he's deeply humbled by having a shot at representing the 3rd District, which could see some changes under redistricting. City voters this year are being asked to decide on whether or not to have a nonpartisan independent commission of residents create new council district boundaries after the 2020 census. Emad Rahim thinks it's a good idea.
The makeup of our neighborhoods have changed drastically, and we need people to advocate on what the neighborhoods look like now, because this ties to funding, this ties to investments, and this also ties to policies that are being created.
Rahim is also a former refugee and is running on the Working Families and Independent Party lines, though he's told voters to support whomever they believe represents their interest in the community. He's an entrepreneur now serving as a dean at a nonprofit online graduate university based in California. Rahim has also been involved in numerous local anti-violence and community-based groups for the past 2 decades. Like Majoke, he's finding that the voice of much of the South Side is missing.
Often the representatives that were running for that office didn't come to the neighborhood. We verified that based on knocking on doors, going to churches, and the community centers. So we felt like this was a conversation that was not happening, with much of the larger conversation that was happening tied into violence, public schools, economic development, and also law enforcement.
Rahim says there's plenty of economic growth downtown and around the Inner Harbor, but he worries about neighborhood gentrification.
While we want economic development, we want responsible and inclusive economic development. So when we talk about new buildings go up, when we talk about tax breaks, we want to see how that impacts the regular families that are living there, how that impacts their rent. When we talk about job growth, how does that impact the South Side?
3rd Council District residents who didn't cast a ballot during early voting have a final chance Tuesday at their regular polling place from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.